Well, thanks, Kevin. I appreciate that. As Kevin said, this is United Way for Clinton County, and we fight for the health, education, and the financial stability of every person in every community in Clinton County. We have a plan to do that. Our goal is communities where all people are healthy, they need to be educated and economically stable, and during this program, we're going to cover the programs, collaborations, initiatives, volunteerism, and advocacy work, all aimed at eradicating poverty.
Anita, can you believe United Way has been in Clinton County since 1954? Do you know how it got started?
I'm not sure how it got started.
Well, the history I've been told is that true. A couple women began by setting up a table at the Farmers Bank and began asking those visiting the bank to donate money to meet some of the needs of the community. And we know it has evolved a lot, but basically, it's still the same. We ask people for contributions, their fair share, so to speak, to help those persons that are less fortunate and are having trouble meeting their own needs.
Well, here it is. It's 2020, and we're getting ready for our annual campaign to raise funds for the upcoming year's needs. Carol, thanks for being consenting to be our campaign chair this year. Do you think you're ready?
Anita, this year is no different than any other. Whoa, did I just say this year is no different than any other? Well, actually, this year couldn't be more different and yet the same. The pandemic has changed everything from the way we greet each other. I mean, no hugging and how we meet, no in-person meetings, how we can have conversations with our donors, and yet the needs in our community are just the same, but a lot more of them. There are still hungry people. There are still homeless people who lost their jobs and can't pay rent. And we have some new needs that have come up because of COVID. You were telling me just the other day about some of the new needs United Way has been able to help with since March.
Well, one thing, Carol, I never thought that we'd be handing out masks for a masquerade party or any other kind of party. I wouldn't call COVID a party. But just since March, our little office here in Frankfort has provided over 14,000 masks to all kinds of people, including the children at our schools. Some special ladies, Sandy Whitty and her sewing friends, have sewed many of them along with CentOS. We also partnered with Richie Athletics, who created an assembly line of cutting the fabric and making it ready for the sewing process. Michael Richie, he has two young sons, and they actually helped him cut out the material for our mask project.
Isn't that great? The young and the old all helped. You know, I know you have helped many of the nonprofit organizations and our school corporations as well, but where did you get the extra money to do that?
Well, we were very fortunate that the Lilly Foundation provided money to Indiana United Way, and we were able to make an application to receive $200,000 just for the COVID response. In addition, we had the Clinton County Community Foundation provide additional money, and then we created an advisory team of 13 people who are ready to receive requests for assistance. The funds were specific to immediate needs, intermediate needs, and long-term needs with seven particular areas.
Wow.
So it had to be in these following areas. It
wow.
has to be food distribution, rent, utility, meds, access to child care, homelessness, mental health, substance use, sustaining non-for-profits, and long-term recovery and community development. Up to this date, Carol, we've provided $106,957 to 20 different non-for-profit organizations.
Wow. So when you say you had an advisory team, so it sounds like nonprofits and other organizations that had needs asked for a grant kind of a thing, and then the team decided whether it fit into the COVID response.
That's correct. So they apply for an application, it goes before the advisory team, and they would decide whether the grant was approved or not approved, depending on if it met our COVID criteria.
Wow. Wow. So it sounds like to me that United Way was ready for something they didn't even know they needed to be ready for. I guess that's kind of the way it is with United Way, though. Always engaged in what's happening in the community, and you're always assessing the needs and meeting with people and finding out what the community needs, and then finding partners and established nonprofit agencies to meet those needs. And that's pretty exciting. The agencies that United Way supports are in many ways, a lot of them are very traditional, like the Boys and Girls Club and Salvation Army and American Red Cross, Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts. And yet, You know, I know through the years, new agencies have been added as the needs of the community has changed. For instance, Quinton's House is now supported by Healthy Community, by United Way. Quinton's House is one of those things people always ask me, what is Quinton's House? And it's basically a safe place for children who need to tell their story of abuse and other things that may not be easy to tell. But telling them not in a police station makes it a lot easier. So
much easier.
So that's a great thing that we have Quinton's House in our community.
So basically, we're real excited about Quinton's House Board of Directors recognizing the need to go under the umbrella of Hartford House. And United Way recognized that decision by making them one of our supported agencies this year.
Good. Well, we're fortunate to have Quinton's House, and they're fortunate to have United Way. So I think that's one of the best things about giving your money to United Way. You can be sure that the agencies and partners that are supported with that money are financially responsible and have boards of directors that really understand their fiduciary responsibilities. That's not always easy, but United Way tries to help with that. I know just last year, didn't you hold a one-day workshop called Nonprofit Board Governance?
Yes.
I believe the Farmers Bank was the major sponsor of that for you. Do you know how many people attended?
Yeah, we had almost 70 people attend that. The overwhelming takeaway was boards are trying to figure out how to do strategic planning, fundraising, and how to be financially stable fits into their good responsibility as being a community board. United Way strives to assist our supported non-for-profits as well as other non-for-profits in our community, not just with funds, but with tools and connections that they may need. Later this fall, we're partnering with Purdue Extension Office to offer a grant writing class so that they might seek other opportunities for some of their funding.
That's great. When you talked about community connections, it's really nice that the United Way agencies almost form a community team.
Yes.
And you're able to, when you learn of a need, that maybe two of them can partner up and meet that need in the community.
We make a lot of connections that way.
We make a lot of connections. That's great. Well, Anita, you know, we could go on and on, couldn't we? But before we leave today, I wanted the radio audience to learn about a little bit more about our campaign. And our goal this year is $440,000. And while that seems like a lot, I have aspirations, and I know you do too, that we're going to go over that. And our campaign is September 15th. That's just tomorrow, isn't it? We're starting.
It's tomorrow, the big day.
Through October 31st. But we've had some early campaigns, and, you know, we call those the pace setter campaigns. And so it's a way for us to kind of see what's happening in the community. And this year we've had six different pace setter campaigns going on. The Casper Media right here was one of our pace setters, and they had a really good campaign. The Wesley Manor residents did their own campaign.
And they did an awesome job.
They did. And the Farmers Bank, Donaldson's, Healthy Communities of Clinton County, and NHK. I think it's great that our pace setters are a nice variety of sizes of organizations. And I'm really excited that this year is the very first campaign that NHK has done for United Way.
And they've done a great job.
Now, how many employees do they have?
900.
Wow. And so we're expecting big things from them, aren't
we? That's right,
we are. We're excited about that. They're doing a great job. They're doing a very thorough job of this. And so we have a few of our numbers in, but we're hoping to get the rest of those numbers in the next few days. So, Anita, I'm hoping that tomorrow when we come here to talk with Kevin, we're going to be able to have some of those, all the numbers.
Does that sound good to
you,
Kevin?
We'll look forward to it,
all right.
Yeah.
So, As we're getting ready today, you know, we said today is the day before the kickoff. We're going to be kicking it off tonight. We normally have a great big kickoff event that's like 100 people, but, you know, we can't do that this year because of COVID. We talked about having our first kickoff event was going to be in Prairie Creek Park, and then there was we can't do that.
Yep.
Then we said, maybe we'll have a parade.
Parade.
No, we can't do that. So we're just going to have a small kickoff among ourselves, our board members, and our volunteers at the park. Outside, socially distanced.
That's right.
But, you know, it's still going to be fun.
Yep.
And our theme this year is superheroes. And we're really excited about that. And, Kevin, have you been out to see our building?
I've seen it a couple times driving past.
It's looking better every
it
day.
It is, yes.
It's almost finished. So our building is becoming a billboard for our campaign. It's covered with superheroes. So we're excited about that. What we're asking is people to just step up and be a superhero. You know, we can all be a superhero just by helping other people. So we just want people to put the cape on.
Well, we'll be back tomorrow talking about some very specific impact work that we're engaged in, and we want to leave you with a question to ponder. What are the Indiana paths to excellence?
Remember, our mission is to improve the health, education, and financial stability of every person in Clinton County. If you would like to donate or volunteer, call 654-5573 or go to our Facebook page. We're going to be posting a lot of things on our Facebook page in this virtual campaign kind of a world we're living in. So, you know, and I just want to remind everybody, if we don't do it together, it won't get done.
All right, Anita Stewart and Carol Price, thank you so much, ladies. We'll look forward to more details tomorrow, all right? Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kevin.
All right, we're happy to help and happy to be a pace setter as well. They are kicking off their fundraising campaign. You will be hearing about that on here on WILO and Shine 99 over the next 3 weeks or so, and radio commercials and promos we'll be talking about. And, of course, right here on Party Line, we'll be featuring the United Way every single morning for the next 2 weeks to start the program every day with Carol and Anita. So thank you again very much, ladies.